اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام: أريد أن أأمر بالمعروف وأنهى عن المنكر. Today I would like to speak about أمر بالمعروف and نهي عن المنكر. As we see one of the mission of our Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein عليه الصلاة والسلام. His Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi an al Munkar. Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi an al Munkar plays a very great role in the community. And it is said that Al Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi an al Munkar huwa Khalifatullah fil Ardeen. You know, Khalifa, of course, Khalifa that can be considered as Prophet and Aimma alayhim salam. But if anybody takes the responsibility of enjoining the good and forbidding from the evil, he or she will be considered as Khalifatullah. That is hadith from Prophet, peace be upon him. And there are various consequences being said if Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar dies down in the community. While Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar is alive, until that all the wajibat and all obligations are going to stay alive. Society and community stays alive. And life in community, it comes through Amr al-Ma'ruf. And one of the bases of establishment of Islamic government is also Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Because if we do not have a system, we do not have an establishment, how we will be able to implement Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar? How there will be the group? So as Quran has said, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةُ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَلِى الْمُنْكَرِ. A group of people, they have to take this responsibility, that they should do Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar. As in a government that is required, it is also required in community as well. That in community, if there are the people, group of people, if they are taking this responsibility, and if they see there is a weakness, there is a shortcoming, they have to do Nahi al Munkar. And if they like to do any improvement, then they have to do Amr bil Ma'ruf. So that is what it's important. Amirul Mu'mineen says one of the consequences in his will that he said to his children, and also he said for anybody who is going to receive that will, he said, وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ لَسَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَشْرَارَ أَنفُسِكُمْ. This is really important. Do enjoin the people towards the good and forbid them from the evil. Otherwise, evil people are going to be in the command and the leadership of the community. لَسَلَّطُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَشْرَارَ أَنفُسِكُمْ. What happens when we stop making Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar? Then evil people are going to take place. They are going to be on the lead of the community, and they are going to be upfront. So that is the consequence that we are going to face. Whenever we see that wrong people have taken place, wrong people are in the leadership, it's because we stopped making Amr al-Ma'ruf. We have to blame ourselves. When we stop making Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar, that is the point that wrong people are going to be in the leadership position, or maybe in a high command. And all those communities do not have that important element in their community. They are the people that they are suffering at the moment. So you can go through the country by country, and you can see what countries are at the moment in corruption. They are in worse situations. It is because community have stopped or ulama or the scholars, they have stopped making amr al maruf and nahi al munkar. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Please say salawat.